This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Welcome back. How are you? Another hour ready to roll.
What I tell everyone
on What's on Your Mind.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
7 past the hour. Let's get rolling with another hour. You can join us by calling 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. And you can also email us, if you like, studio@flagfamily.com. Kelly Armstrong is here, Congressman from North Dakota, our lone representative in the U.S. House, right in the middle of this battle for the next speaker. Kelly, thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
I always tell people out here I do the job of 38 Texans.
Exactly right.
It's good.
I love it.
That is good.
Now, I heard a report about a half hour ago from Newsmax that Steve Scalise was dropping out of the speaker's race. Now I see Fox is reporting that's not the case. What do you know?
It's not the case. I haven't heard that. He earned the opportunity to try and earn the votes. I think it was a mistake to leave conference until we had this figured out. I gave Jim Jordan's nominating speech. So, where I was at on that is perfectly clear. Tim Jordan's been my ranking member on two committees and my chairman on one, and I consider him a close personal friend. But we got to figure out how to get somebody in the chair, and I don't think leaving the conference before we had 217 votes to go up to the floor was a good idea. But we're here now. We're going back in at 12:15, and we got to try and figure this out.
Now, when you say go back in, you're going back in as a caucus?
Yeah, we're going back in, which is this is really in the weeds, but we tried to do an amendment to the election because this is not a normal election, right? This is an election after a motion to vacate in the middle of the term, and we have some math problems with a 4-seat majority, and we have some real structural problems because we have rules without consequences, which means we don't really have any rules. And we all know that people who have been watching this go on since the original speaker fight, since the motion to vacate, all recognize that. And to think Steve won the vote in conference, but he won it at the slimmest majority possible. And so to think that we could come out and all of a sudden, without dealing with any of this structural distrust, think we could magically get to 217 just by trading out Kevin McCarthy for Steve Scalise, or Jim Jordan for that matter. As somebody who was working very closely with the Jordan camp, he was not going to leave the room until we had it figured out, if he would have been.
Yeah, interesting. And would the problem been the same, do you believe, for Jim Jordan, that there would have been holdouts that said they can't vote for him?
Yeah, I think the math problem would have been the same. I think it wholly depends on, there's I've never heard Jim Jordan criticize another Republican. I've never met anybody who has a better idea of what to do, a better way to communicate it, who has more credibility with the American people on our side of the aisle. But I wasn't here, right, in 2010, 2011, 2012, kind of the birth of the Freedom Caucus. And, so you have, legacy Republicans that still have, still have some built-up animosity towards that stuff, which is why whoever won yesterday should have stayed in that room until they got it figured out. So, yes, I think Jim would have had problems, too. It would have been different problems, or different people with problems. That's probably a better way to say it.
One listener here says, apparently Scalise would not promise to get rid of the omnibus spending bills, which is what got us in this mess in the first place. Is that true?
They had different views on how to deal with the next shutdown fight coming in 37 days now. Jim's always been on the side of the Thomas Massie plan, where you pass a clean CR, which, by the way, even Jim Jordan doesn't have the votes for that in a Republican conference. But you pass it to time certain where the 1% cut comes into place. And that's everybody's already voted for that in the original Limit Save Grow, the debt ceiling bill, and all of that. Everybody's voted for it. Republicans, Democrats, the White House has signed it. And the theory behind that is you force the appropriations to go because the defense hawks won't want a 1% cut to military. I think right now that makes a ton of sense. But it's the only – Jim, I agree with Jim, and I know some of your listeners won't love this, is that's the only way you put the pressure on to actually do the work and give yourself the time to do the work. The other approach, which is, I think, more in Majority Leader Scalise's camp, is we've passed 85% of the spending out of our approach bills, even though we haven't passed very many of them. It's about 85% of the discretionary spending. You force the Senate to negotiate on those, and then if you run into shutdown situation, you know, as you conference those bills out, that those things become law, and the shutdown becomes less and less. I understand, and that's kind of the competing conflict in, you know, the conservative side of the Republican conference to begin with. That's not new. So, but I mean, the take on that is he hasn't ruled out omnibus bills, and I don't think that's entirely fair. But I mean, it's a competitive race for second in line to the presidency. So, you know, I mean, you have to be able to deal with those types of questions, and you have to be clear on what you're trying to say.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us on the drama that is the House Republican Conference right now and deciding who the next speaker is. So, is Jordan out of it, or is he still in the mix, do you think?
Well, Jordan has said he's going to vote for Scalise on the floor. That doesn't mean he's out of it. Here's why I go into conference, and I think this is really important. As somebody who, like I said, I mean, I gave Jim's speech. I don't think it's fair to put people on record, even people who believe in our conference rules, which is the majority of the majority, to go up to the floor and vote against Donald Trump and Jim Jordan if they don't have the vote. I think that's a bad place to put your own conference in. So I don't know if he's out of it. I mean, nobody's out of it. We don't have a speaker.
Yeah, makes sense. Craig.
But the problem, Scott, is there are members in our conference, and this isn't for that would have voted for Jim if he won the election in conference, that may not now because they believe in our – because they think we should follow our conference rules.
Wow. Craig, yeah. Go ahead for Congressman Armstrong. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, just to find out what my lunatic friends are thinking, I watch a few minutes of The View every day, and it can only take a few minutes, but today they're going how King referees could get the votes. Are they going to screw around and get Hakeem in there? Are you guys going to do the right thing and get somebody in there now? This is frankly ridiculous. And if Hakeem gets in, he'll shut down Jordan, he'll shut down everything about the border. It'll be a mess. And stop screwing around, Republicans.
Hey, we're trying, man. And God bless you for watching The View, but this might not surprise you. They don't know what the hell's going on. There's no scenario where that happens. We don't go to the floor. We control when we go to the floor, and with a four-vote majority, I mean, it's a little like taking attendance in a high school class. We will not go to the floor when Republicans are effectively the minority. And so I don't know what the crazy ladies on The View were saying, but that is an impossibility, even in a town as broken as D.C. is.
So this conference meeting that will happen in an hour or so, your suggestion is you don't leave that meeting until you have a clear majority of a slim majority, but a majority for a person, the next speaker. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm saying we should not go on to the floor of the House, step on a rake on our way in when we're going to end right back up in conference anyway.
Of course.
Until we have 217 votes, I don't know why we would do this any other way. And
who are the people, Kelly, that are saying you should do it another way? Who specifically? Who are they? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I think there's a traditional paint-by-numbers political pressure campaign, and I think there's a sect of our conference that thinks the issue was only Kevin McCarthy, and once he was gone, there was going to be some magic unity moment. And there were members from all ideological spectrums of the conference yesterday saying, please don't do this. You're not there. You just won the slimmest majority possible. You do not have the votes on the floor. Do not go out and act like you do.
Right.
So Steve has been great. Steve would be a good speaker. He's done a lot for a lot of Republicans. He really truly is a conservative. This isn't personal. It was personal for me. It was personal in the positive way. I personally consider Jim a very close friend, and I think Congress would work a lot better if everybody ran their committees like Jim Jordan did. But it's not. It's just a function of where we're at, which is really unfortunate. But to think that Kevin McCarthy was the only problem is just not paying attention to what is actually going on.
Do you think Scalise can get the votes?
I think the longer this goes, the harder it is.
All right. Short break. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong trying to sort out the race for Speaker in the House. And meanwhile, the House can't vote. We'll talk about what that means, too, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quartz are $6, regular $8.99. Chet Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
Mind brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. What do you need done?
Oh, I thought for sure you'd see what I did there.
The Little Plumber, I did see what you did there.
Okay, good.
It is definitely the land of confusion.
A little veiled reference
yes.
there. Okay.
My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been around since 1908 with high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. What do you need done? Operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Bismarck, Minot, providing services throughout the region. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. Line sponsor of the program. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, our guest until the bottom of the hour. I see one of your colleagues, McCall, is saying that this is too dangerous of a time to be playing politics. We need a speaker in the chair to govern. I have a resolution with 415 co-sponsors, which is unprecedented, condemning Hamas and supporting Israel. We need to get that on the floor. What do you say to that, Kelly?
Well, I agree with him. I actually, said that in my speech for Jim yesterday. I said the White House won't lead the Senate, or the White House can't lead the Senate, won't lead, and we need to be there. Now it is a resolution, but we have to have an operational House. We need a Republican voice as all of this is going on. This is the only branch of government we control, and this is such an incredibly silly, self-inflicted wound that it's really frustrating for, I mean, those of us out here that are trying to claw back on just the abject vacuum of leadership, either from Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden. And instead, everybody's writing about palace intrigue.
Speaking of palace intrigue, Fox is reporting there are a few Republicans that are exploring ways to potentially empower the Speaker pro tem, Patrick McHenry, with temporary powers through mid-November. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it would be less than ideal, but if we can't get 218 votes, we better figure out how to be able to move legislation on the floor. So the way this works is it was created as a line of succession after 9/11. And so the Speaker pro tem's duties are purely ministerial, and they're only to pick a new speaker. The only way that could change, the House makes its own rules, is if you pass a resolution giving him temporary powers to move legislation on the floor. I hope we don't get to that point, but eventually we're going to have to figure out how to do something. And if it's a time certain, it might make some sense. I still have a constitutional issue because I'm not sure that solves the constitutional line of succession problem. But, I mean, we got to figure out how to operate here. And I don't know yet. I'm going to go into conference in 45 minutes. But I just don't feel like we're anywhere close to 217 votes to get somebody on the floor. And the other side to this is you have to look at, I mean, if you don't do something like, if we can't get there, and I still think we should give Steve Scalise the opportunity. I still think Jim Jordan is in play. Obviously, that's who I support. All of those different issues. But the alternative to that would be a coalition of very moderate Republicans cutting a deal with very moderate Democrats. And that is something I just will not accept. So we're looking down the barrel of a bunch of bad options if we can't get somebody to 217.
Joan has a question for you. 701-271-1100, the line. Go ahead, Joan. What's your question or comment?
Oh, yes. Hi. I'm just calling. I don't think it should be that difficult to find a speaker if you're looking for somebody that really is standing up for America. And I'm sure you've got many, many, many people there in Congress that are, and why there's fighting. It shouldn't have to be fighting. But the reason I'm saying that is because I don't really think, though, that Steve Scalise is the best person for the job, because I think he's more like Kevin McCarthy. I think he has values more like Kevin McCarthy, and I think he's more indebted to the lobbyists and the special interests and the big cartels of Washington.
Let's see if Kelly agrees with that on Scalise. Is that one of the reasons he's not getting to the magic number, that he's too closely aligned with McCarthy?
No, if that's the case, I think it's a misread. And to be perfectly clear, I supported Kevin. I think the motion to vacate was silly. But I think, that is, I don't mean this any other way, but I mean, what is being run in the social media sphere is really not always accurate as to how this place works. Steve Scalise is a true conservative Republican. And a lot of the narrative that has come out in the last 48 hours, first of all, it's very new, which means it's people who support my friend Jim are people that are aligned for what they, I mean, it's a leadership race. So, I mean, I don't mean any of this is untoward or anything, but, Steve Scalise would do a good job as Speaker of the House. I think Jim Jordan would do a better job. That's why I supported him.
Is there any fallout given that this is, full on chaos, for the individuals that voted to vacate the speaker's race? I mean, Matt Gaetz, any of the others having any buyer's remorse here at all?
Oh, they're not. Their goal is attention. Let's be clear. Their goal is attention. And they're getting all the attention they want. Nancy Mace wore a scarlet letter shirt to conference the other day and did an impromptu press conference. Matt Gaetz is loving every single minute of this. The fallout really started. There were those of us that were like, even if you don't like Kevin and you don't think he's doing the best job in a really tough situation, the alternative is exactly what's happening right now. And unfortunately, a coup without a successor is nothing but chaos, and they're getting exactly what they want. And if
you
not,
said,
it's not what the American people deserve, I can tell you that.
You said at one point that unless the rule changed where one member can vote to vacate the speaker or call for a vote, that it was, same clown car, just a different driver. Yeah, we are, aren't we? Is there any support for changing that rule as part of this process?
Yes, there's, I would say, essentially the same vote on vacate on the Republican side would be the same vote on the Republican side to change the rule. The problem is, in order to get Democrats to vote to change the rule, they're going to want something none of us are willing to give them. And I actually helped when we wrote that, I wanted to make sure I helped write it because I wanted to make sure we didn't make it an ultimatum to the speaker, because you have to elect the speaker before you can change the House rules. So, I also thought Jim Jordan gave us the best chance to do that, which I think that's absolutely true. But I'm not interested in having the same fight in a month when five members have some petty grievance and do it again. And the Democrats join with them. Although I will tell you, there are a lot of Democrats right now with a little buyer's remorse. I think they recognize this wasn't just a procedural vote. And it would have nothing to do with supporting Kevin McCarthy because, let's be honest, a big reason they all voted their way was political, because he is without a doubt our largest fundraiser. And that is, with him not in office, that's less money going against vulnerable Democrats in the next election cycle.
You think this is solved today, or is this going to...
I don't think it's solved today. I'm hopeful we can get it solved before the end of the week. We have a lot of people talking about how to message this. This isn't a messaging problem. This is a structural problem in the Republican conference that we got to figure it out.
All right. Best of luck on that front. We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Scott.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about healthy tech digital addiction with a school counselor when we come back. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News. news update. There's finally a winner of the enormous Powerball jackpot, a winning ticket worth over $1.7 billion. The second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history was sold in Fraser Park, California. The United Auto Workers strike adding more members. The union said in a tweet that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant are joining the strike. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. Two protesters arrested during former college swimmer and women's sports activist Riley Gaines' Real Women's Day event at Pennsylvania University. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden has called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social post. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Like Meatloaf in Castleton today, the new PetroServe USA location there. Meatloaf in Castleton today. By the way, breakfast, lunch, the place is packed. Great new addition to Castleton. 45th Street Mac and Beef today. Scallop potatoes in Yulin. The PetroServe USA off Highway 10 in Glendon. Macaroni with beef. Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue. Swedish Meatballs, 12th and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Disher, Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Harwood, Valley City, all home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and you buy any size fountain pop today for 79 cents. That's a great deal as well. Some breaking news here. Five officers have been shot near Princeton, Minnesota. The suspect not yet in custody. The Benton County Sheriff's Office says the incident occurred this morning near the intersection of 190th Avenue Northeast and Glen Dorado Road Northeast in Glen Dorado Township, which is just west of Princeton, which is about 30 miles east of St. Cloud. Officials have confirmed with a number of media outlets that five officers were shot. Three are being treated at North Memorial Hospital, two at St. Cloud Hospital. They all have non-life-threatening injuries, thank God. Officials say the suspect's still at the scene but not yet in custody. The public has been advised to avoid the area. For sure. For sure.
Can't wait to see who this is.
Right.
Taking more shots at police officers.
I want to talk a little bit about healthy tech next up on the program and get an event on your calendar. TechWise Community Training is going to take place Monday, October 23rd. That's a week from Monday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Dakota Medical Foundation. It is for parents. It's for teachers. It's for caregivers. Really, any concerned community member on healthy technology use. You'll learn about digital addiction and how it's impacting our health and well-being. Experts focus on current technology use trends, the effects of screen use on the brain, strategies to help children, teens, and adults manage their screen use in a healthy way. Free to attend, but space is limited. Register at the website of dacmed.org, dacmed.org, and you'll find it right in the on the front page there. Our next guest is a counselor at West Fargo's Heritage Middle School. Talk a little bit about how this is impacting middle schoolers Amy Meyer joins us. Amy, thanks for taking the time for us today. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
You know, kids today have grown up in such a different world than we did because they have access to these devices. As a school counselor, how do you see that impacting them day to day?
Yeah, a great question. You know, I also did not grow up with all this technology and have two, you know, teenage kids myself, and can definitely see that there has been a shift. Obviously, social media is probably here to stay, and I would say 95% of our kids are using it, you know, on a pretty consistent basis. I think what we see maybe more from a school counseling perspective is we may see maybe more of that pure conflict that occurs online, or some of that dissatisfaction from kind of scrolling through and seeing how other people's lives might be or might be perceived. So I think those are some challenges, especially for adolescents. We work with 6th, 7th, 8th graders here, and that's a pretty critical development time for those kids on their self-image or just self-acceptance. So we see a lot of that down here just in general.
Explain what a pure conflict is.
Yeah, so a peer conflict could be, you know, something that maybe started in class or it started online, and it's just, it could be like a disagreement, different from bullying where it would be like ongoing and pervasive and maybe like an imbalance of power, but it could just be between a couple friends and maybe something was posted that wasn't, you know, kind or it wasn't flattering of another person, and then that can draw some attention negatively because maybe people are commenting then. A lot of people posting things on their stories maybe that aren't kind about other people. So we can see some of that and just kind of working through those situations and what's appropriate to share, what's appropriate to post, you know, content and things like that.
And is it, I mean, are you having as a school counselor at a middle school to monitor those things and know what's going on and maybe pull some of the people in? I mean, is that a role for a counselor?
It can be if it comes into the school and it kind of is affecting them academically or within their day, if it's like on their mind, it might be something that we might chat with them about. You know, certainly families at home are also a big part of that. So if it is something that needs to be connected with at home or shared, those are things that we as counselors or principals are helping to make those phone calls home. But mostly it would be like if it had been on somebody's mind and they were just needing to chat or get it off their chest, they might come down and chat with us about it. And we also have a school resource officer who is amazing here, and she does a lot of those trainings with us. We'll go into the classrooms and talk about online safety and what to post, what not to post. And just, you know, nowadays with everyone using social media, it's kind of like getting your license, right? You know, we do like really great things to make sure you're ready to get on the road. And we want to do those same things so kids are safe when they're using online social media too.
And of course, they're able to access that social media in, you know, sort of a 24/7 cycle.
Yeah.
Where, it, you know, as you mentioned, 95% using it and then accessing it just literally like minute by minute. What is the policy at the middle school there, Heritage Middle School, West Fargo, with kids in 6th, 7th, 8th grade and their devices during the school day?
Yeah, great question. So our district has a no cell phone policy. So what that means is any of our learners here at school during the school day, their cell phones are expected to be turned off and kept in their backpacks or their lockers. And they do have a school-issued iPad, but we do have some firewall protections that are up within our district. So really, that expectation is that they're not on their devices. And our teachers are great about, you know, if a device is seen or out in the classroom, they're able to take it down to the office, and then the learners can pick it up at the end of the day. Parents are really supportive in that way. If you've had that happen one or two times and then a family has to come in and pick it up, they're pretty inconvenienced to have to come do that. So a lot of times it's just a one or two warning situation, and then kids really recognize, like, okay, I don't need to have that out. And they have access, you know, to kids here in the building. And so really you don't need your devices because you're here face to face. And that's the kind of communication we want to encourage too.
So contrast the current policy of no cell phones. They got to be off while they're at school versus when they were able to access them. What led to a no cell phone policy and what's different because of it?
Oh, gosh, great question. I know in years past when we didn't have devices, when kids weren't having like a school-issued device like an iPad or a MacBook or a Chromebook or anything like that, I think teachers could leverage kids' devices to do some kind of fun tech activities within the classroom. I think as our district has grown and we've had access to allowing kids to have a school-issued device, we've recognized there really isn't the need for the cell phones. I also think, you know, just having that less distractibility with kids. I mean, even as adults, we know if we're out to eat, let's say, socially with friends and a cell phone is out on the table, the conversation seems a little different. We're a little bit more distracted. Even as adults, if we get a notification on our phone, we're more likely to pick it up and want to see, well, what's that all about? So I think it just helps. It helps kids right now when their brains are still developing for us as adults to maybe take that distraction away.
So at least it's not there for the school day, and I have to believe that academically is something that allows the kids to focus more and even on personal relationships, you know,
yeah,
talking to somebody rather than texting them back and forth, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we all want in the end, right? And social media does provide that connection for kids, especially if it's, you know, they had been out of school, maybe let's say with an extended illness or something like that. It's great for them to have that opportunity to connect with friends and socially see what's going on. But at the end of the day, we do really want kids to have that personal connection and be able to have those soft skills that even as community members and employable people, those are all skills that we need to have. So, yeah, I think having the devices not be a part of the day is helpful.
What advice do you have for parents? Because obviously they're in charge, if you will, of their middle schoolers for the lion's share of the day. What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all struggle with this, right? I shared I'm a parent as well and have, you know, two teenage kids at home. And I think one of the things, obviously, is just good communication, maybe talking about what social platforms are they on. A lot of kids are using Snapchat or Instagram or any of those media sites that they can be sharing content but also viewing content. And so talking to them about, like, what is it that you like about it or what is it that you view most often? Another thing would be setting some limits on it. Obviously, the more social media usage that you have, research is tending to show that, you know, you may have some more negative outcomes in life, whether it's mental health issues like you guys have talked about or some addictive things with your cell phone. And so talking about how much time is an acceptable amount of time or setting some of those time limits. You know, sometimes this can be a disruption of sleep as well. Like if kids are up late at night on their phones or are having access to their phones maybe throughout the night, it can disrupt their sleep cycles too. We know how important sleep is for kids at this age. And then also just always encouraging that face-to-face connection, you know, getting kids out of their rooms when they're this teenage age. You know, they love their peers and they want to do a lot of those things, but they also tend to kind of isolate sometimes too. And so watching out for some of those things and just connecting with your teen as much as possible.
I mentioned the DACMED.org website earlier for information on this event coming up on Monday the 23rd. There's also details on the website about a digital detox challenge called Phones Up, Heads Up Challenge. And because, as they say, life is what happens when we put our phones down and lift our heads up.
Yep.
And it's so, and you mentioned the mental health thing. This is not something just to sort of say, kids today are going to be on their phones all the time. Really, this is a real problem when you look at the statistics on this. And researchers have found that even, you know, like a week away from social media gives you improved well-being and reduces depression and anxiety and all the bad stuff. So paying attention to this as a parent and as an educator, extraordinarily important for the future for these kids, isn't it?
Yeah, I just actually read an article as well because I wanted to know what questions might you ask. And so I was looking at a few things and it said just that, right? If we were to limit our digital media usage, you know, within 3 weeks, we would see an improvement. And so I think there are times when we do need to say, okay, we got to take a break from this. And it's good for us, even as adults, to be mindful of that and practice that and model that for our adolescents, because we know this is a real critical development of their brain. And I think even research is showing there can be some changes in brain functions and patterns just based upon how that social media platform engages you, right?
That's chilling.
Pulling you
in
and enticing you. So it's something to be mindful of. It's going to be here, so it's something for us to be aware of.
Great advice, Amy Meyer, counselor at West Fargo's Heritage Middle School. Thanks for joining the Healthy Tech segment of What's on Your Mind Today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard. And we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. We talked to Congressman Kelly Armstrong earlier this hour about the chaos that has been this battle over removing Speaker Kevin McCarthy and now selecting a new speaker. One listener is just fine with this. Says the fallout is exactly what we the people wanted. The problem is Washington and people like Kelly keep doing what they want and not what the people want. Interesting. Interesting. Another texter says, it ain't political football. More like hacky sack.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no goal line.
Waiting for...
Keep the sack in the air.
Waiting for happy hour, they say.
Yeah.
She, referring to our last guest, Amy Meyer, a counselor at West Fargo, lost me at learners. Quit changing the language. Do you know what would, I mean, what is, I don't understand that either. Students, learners,
yeah,
same thing.
It's
kind of interchangeable,
yeah,
but.
I don't.
It must be some reason that they call learners learners. I don't know.
Well, mothers, birthing people. I don't know. Well, I'm going to get my list.
I don't see the PC version of this when you're talking about a student.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
I don't know. A couple people raised that question. When does your trip leave to New York City? Well, we're a ways out yet. November 28th is when we go to New York City through December 2nd. Probably been hearing about that. And we're excited to go back to New York City. But New York City is an exciting place to visit anytime. But during the holiday season, it's really nice. Really nice. And that Rockettes Christmas special is so wholesome.
You got Alex Taylor all excited when you said you're going to Gutfeld.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Gutfeld.
We added Gutfeld to the mix now. Yeah, exactly right. Live studio audience for Gutfeld, so that'll be...
That's, yeah, I think you might talk me into that.
I'm telling you, that Christmas spectacular that they do at Radio City Music Hall with the Rockettes is unbelievable. I mean, that live nativity scene and the true Christmas story, the miracle of Christmas told, wrapped around some just incredible entertainment. It really is amazing. So, and for breakfast, you got three amazing dinners, Trump Tower, Tavern on the Green. It really is amazing. And the best part of this is you do it as a group. Round trip airfare, deluxe motor coach, from the airport to all of our stops, taking us all the entire trip, November 28th through December 2nd, all around New York City. You're doing it together. You're doing it as a group. It's a blast. Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, Times Square, 9/11 Memorial, Museum Tour. It's all there. We're also doing Hamilton, by the way. Richard Rogers Theater. Alexander Hamilton, the Broadway production. And Aaron Burr, Make Their Mark. It's a musical that has gotten rave reviews. So if you would like to go, you can go to our website, am1100theflag.com, and get all the details. Prices start at $33.59 per person, based on double occupancy. Go to am1100theflag.com. You'll see on the front page a little ad in the middle there. It talks about New York City. Click that, and the whole itinerary is there, all the details you need there. If you would like us to email you that, you can call Sophia at 701-356-4220, and we'll email you that if you'd like to do that instead of checking it all out. Kev, tell us what you're doing tonight.
Oh, I was honored to ask again to MC the Hometown Heroes Gala over at the Delta Marriott tonight for the Northern Lights Council, for the Boy Scouts of America. Going to meet an Eagle Scout. I know a couple of Eagle Scouts. We have one, and then they have awards for, I think there's two community awards and six, awards for hometown heroes, law enforcement, whatever.
I love that. I've had the pleasure of being there at a few of those as well, and I love the hometown hero part.
Yeah.
Where they're recognizing people that just do great things day in and day out, are true heroes, but really don't get the recognition. It's a nice addition to the, the many good things that happen throughout the year at different events and.
Yep. And even though I never made it out of Weeblos, they said, okay, you can come and hang out with us.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Another listener says, maybe they're using learners as opposed to conformers.
I see what you did there, yeah.
Somebody else said the word learner was introduced when students stopped learning.
You will be a learner now. You're not a student.
Another listener on the speaker battle, the question should be asked here, how does what Gates did help the problem? I think we don't know the answer to that yet. First of all, they got to get by this actual event, and they're meeting in like 20 minutes. Some people want them to stay in that room until Republicans can count 217 noses as a yes, which I think if we were deciding how they do it, we'd do exactly that, wouldn't we, Kev? Just get this done.
Well, think about a sports team. I don't care if you played volleyball as a team or football or whatever, or basketball, men's, women's, whatever. You have plays. You have a playbook. You go out as a team. You implement those plays. You try and effectively and run some great defense as a team and come together and win games. We don't have a playbook. We don't have a head coach. We don't have a GM with this organization. It's like, okay, good luck. I'll be over here watching tennis, you know?
We'll find out the latest drama in the quest for a new speaker coming up here in just a little bit. And have details tomorrow on the show. That's it for What's on Your Mind today. Charlie Kirk next. God bless you, one and all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.